This is Inside Agriculture on the RFD Radio Network. I'm Rita Frazier. Just ahead of another planting season, and input costs continue to rise. Illinois Farm Bureau President Philip Nelson.
We're very concerned, Rita. I mean, we're getting ready to head to the fields. Fuel prices have spiked over $100 on crude oil. Diesel fuel is above $5 a gallon in a lot of locations. And then you've seen fertilizer prices jump. And then at the same time, just a couple days ago, you watched the bottom fall out of the commodity markets. So it's really got our producers and yours truly worried about going into this spring planting when we've got prices near the cost of production, no profit in place, and we're seeing input costs continue to climb higher. We brought that to the attention of the Secretary of Agriculture 2 weeks ago. We've got to look at this. We've seen the reset on commodity prices, but we haven't seen the reset on the input costs. And we're looking at, since 1974, about quadrupling these input costs. So it's having an effect on producers. We've burnt through a lot of working capital the last 2 years. It's getting crunch time for farmers. We've got to see a rally in this market, or we've got to see these costs get back into reality.
You'll take those thoughts with you to D.C. next week. It's National Ag Day. You'll be not only at the Capitol, at the White House.
We will. We're actually going to meet with the Secretary of Agriculture for breakfast and then head over to the White House to meet with the President, of which I think is pretty important, especially at this juncture time with the nation's biggest industry. I think he wants to hear from farmers, what's going on, what can he do. And I think the timing on this meeting is going to be impeccable that we get our points of view across to him.
Illinois Farm Bureau President Philip Nelson. That's a look inside agriculture.